Keep It 100 Moment, episode number 42. Hey everybody, your girl is back. It's Nina Babel, and I keep it 100. And in case you're wondering, and you're listening for the first time, what Keep It 100 means? Well, it means that Nina keeps it real and true. On my podcast, we overshare. There's no filters, no judgment. It's the no prude zone. I talk to you like I talk to my own girlfriends and even guy friends. Today is my WTF. It's my What the Friday Super Short episode. And I have many private Keep It 100 moments, and, you know, I put myself out there along with others. But it's kind of, at least today, it's kind of my therapy moment without the $100 an hour therapist expense. So I hope I can pay it forward by being your therapist today. So happy September! You know it's still hot in this neck of the woods, but things are about to change. Seasons, the sun's already going down early, and before you know it, it's going to be Christmas. Okay, first of all, peeps, I changed my mind. If you listen to Tuesday's episode, which was my fan fave rewind, I indicated to you at the closing of that episode that I was going to share what your last relationship taught you. But you know what I decided? That I'm going to save that for next week instead. I'm going to do it on next week's edition of Morning Sip. So I decided to talk about another embarrassing moment that we all do as humans. And I don't know anyone who doesn't experience this epic fail that leads us to saving face, you know, learning about avoidance, hurting others intentionally. It's because the bottom line is we just fail at communicating. And I'm talking about the silent treatment. In this episode, I'm talking to men, women, boys, and girls of all ages, because we're all guilty of it. So if you really want to ask the hard questions while you're dating, think of it like this. This is the Nina girlism. I always default to everyone is a product of their environment. And that environment is your upbringing, your family upbringing. This was my first exposure of the silent treatment from both parents, and for different reasons. My mom didn't know how to deal with conflict, and frankly, it was just easier for her to shut it down and be an avoider, walk away, opposed to talking through a discussion, aiming for a resolution. I mean, that to me is common sense, right? There's nothing like being on the receiving end of dead silence. And you would think that having been a recipient of this, that I wouldn't do it to others, but I do. And I think this is why I don't like confrontation. Being taught the silent treatment by your parents whose attention means the world to you is the worst feeling.
Yeah, in my case, it was the reverse. It was like my mother used the silent treatment just because she didn't know how to communicate. Or if she was angry, you know, and
she wouldn't come and tell you why.
Right. So there was a period of like 24 hours where it was like
guessing game.
Yeah, you're walking past each other, not knowing what the hell is going on. So I grew up using that as my vehicle because I don't know how to, Aaron, I'm upset with you, and this is why. Like, I wasn't able to articulate that.
Now, with the male figures in my family, it was the same but different. And, you know, let me start with my dad. You know, his silent treatment literally ranged from like 15-minute increments to a 24-hour thing. But again, with him, you know, he realized after the fact that he created this awkwardness, this silence, this aqua silence. And his way of smoothing it over was cracking a joke or nudging me or just saying, like, let's move on. And I think most guys pretty much operate that way. You know, you guys could fight, physically fight, and just be over it. But girls aren't like that. Conversely, my grandfather used to do it. I mean, I think it was positive, but he would do it on purpose to avoid arguments with my grandmother. My grandmother would go into her little nagging fits, and she would just go on and on and on. And he felt it was more effective for him just to stay quiet and let her have her way. So I get that. You know, there was no harm in that. But the point of all of these stories, it has a ripple effect. It really does. Erin is in her 30s and married. She talks about the silent treatment and how it was her weapon of choice. But listen to her own ripple effect and how the silent treatment impacted her ability to apologize.
I had a moment, and the first one I can think of was my third year of college. I called my mom and I was like, thank you so much for blah, 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 blah. It was because I had this terrible roommate who tortured me with the silent treatment and did all these crazy things to me. And I was like, oh my God, that's what I did to my mom when I was a teenager. And I was mad. My weapon of choice was the silent treatment because I knew how much it bothered her. So she would try and talk to me and I was all, and I couldn't say I was sorry. Like, I just didn't have that ability. I still struggle with that sometimes. I'm better, but it was really hard for me to
voice,
walk in and say, I'm sorry I did that.
Yeah.
And so she always had to be the one to come to me when we would have issues about something and open the door. Even if eventually I apologized, she had to be the one to open the door for that. Mm. And she did it. Time after time after time after time.
Well, she knew what she was doing.
And so I called her up and I was like, my roommate's giving me the silent treatment. It's terrible.
That's your karma.
It was.
It's not an effective way of delivering a message. This negative behavior becomes ingrained. It affects your delivery in a conversation, how you handle arguments with people, and it really enables the inability to work through rough patches. You tend to bottle things up, you overthink, and women love to overthink shit, right? Non-issues, and that they make into an issue. Yes, I'm outing us, but that is the truth. I think the sad truth is, that's why I find it so easy to ghost people, like permanently out them by using the silent treatment. And that is terrible. That's another ripple effect that I'm not a proud of. And there we have the karma. Expecting the unexpected, what every parent hopes to hear in their own secretive way from their child.
As a mom, I bet, I'm not a mom, so I don't know, but I bet that is just one of those moments that you wait for and wait for and wait for, and when it happens, you're like, it's like, my child called me and acknowledged the craziness that was her teenage years.
As I'm maturing into a grown-ass adult, you know, the first step is to acknowledge your faults. And I know this is a big fault of mine. And that's why it's important for me to know the person that I'm dating. And I'll tell you why. If they have the same temperament or worse than me, it's a wrap. It's a red flag because I know I need to be somebody who's a great communicator and who will pull my teeth for information. I need that. That's what works for me.
Confrontation is hard for even people who have experienced it or been taught it. It's still hard.
Yeah.
I know full-grown adults who cannot handle confrontation of any sort.
Right.
But you have to be getting better now with how you're putting yourself out there these ways. You have to be growing in that. I can't imagine you being able to do what you do
without. It's funny. I can do it with friends, but I think in a relationship,
It's harder.
It depends on who I'm in a relationship with.
Yeah. How vulnerable it's going to make you feel
right.
If you do it.
Or even, I know a person that's not a good communicator, then that's going to be a problem for me. Because I need to be with somebody who will be like, what's bothering you?
This is what we needed.
What's going on? What do I do if you won't talk to me?
Yeah.
But you know what? That's why I found him, I guess. And that's why he found me. Because that was what was...
That's what you needed.
If I had another me, we'd never talk about anything. Right. Nothing would ever get solved.
Right.
And I think if he had another him, it would be emotional craziness.
Right.
Because he's such a passionate, emotional person.
Yeah.
So while it seems like how weird that you're so opposite in that,
yeah,
I think isn't that why it works?
Right.
It's not always smooth.
No, nothing ever is.
Starting today, I encourage you to keep your life real and true, right? This is my mantra. And remember, words may sting, but silence is what breaks a person's heart. Two, as always, I hope you enjoyed this super short episode. I want you to share it with your peeps. More importantly, I want you to share it with those peeps that need to hear this inspirational message. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. You're going to look for the Keep It 100 Girls Show. You're going to click subscribe on your iPhone or Android, and then you're going to select the review button where you get to leave a 5-star rating and review. And then you know what? You're going to never, ever, ever miss one of my episodes. The Keep It 100 Girls Show, we drop episodes every Tuesday on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Google Play Music, and iHeartRadio. But you really need to leave a review. You know why? Because it helps me stand out from the largest crowd ever. But that's my Keep It 100 moment. Remember, Nina keeps it real and true. Smooches!